welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that also we upload all of our archive shows onto our own website, which is www.nagb.org.bs. You go to the Learn menu and scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can see a photograph of who's been on the show, and you can download all of the archive shows and listen to them at your leisure. Very often people tell me they listen in the car on their way home, so if you have to get out to make dinner, you can always listen to the end of the show by downloading it. Or whatever, what have you. So I have three lovely ladies tonight in the studio with me. I always love it when we've got like a lot of really good feminine energy. It's good.
Maybe a bit too much,
but they're never too much. So that you just heard from Nikki Saddleton, brand strategist and consultant. She's here along with Christina Lee Darville, who's the VP of sales and marketing and the organizational development at Furniture Plus. And we also have Shalon Harris in the studio, who's opening up a show tomorrow night at Dungalik. We're going to hear from her as well. We're just going to continue to speak about the Furniture Plus Art from the Heart competition. So let's get into the nitty gritty of it. So what are, like, let's speak to the rules, what people have to do to apply, because it's June 30th is the deadline. So it seems like a long way away, but we all know those dates creep up really quickly. Who's judging it? Are there any criteria? So why don't you give us a little bit on the basics?
So, yes. First of all, I want to say that it is open to all of the public and private schools, as well as we have had contacts with some of the art teachers that do after-school programs. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that everyone realizes it is open to everyone ages 8 to 18. Mm-hmm. And even if you are in a homeschool program, please, you know, send in your artwork. There are criteria that one must meet. So the guidelines, for example, the paper size must be 21 by 9 inches. Mm-hmm. It must be created on a clean white sheet of art paper or copy paper, unruled and unlined, horizontal or wide, not mm-hmm. tall. You want to use watercolor, tempera, poster, or acrylic. The drawing materials must be pens, pencils, colored pencils, markers, or crayons. We do not want charcoal, pastels, chalk, glitter, sand, paste-ons, attachments, stencils, tracing, digital art, or computer-generated graphics.
Okay, so handmade with, you know, paint, yes, pencils, markers,
and again,
crayons.
This was inspired by Nikki and I sitting in the conference room and looking at Brent Malone's artwork. And each one of those pieces of art, Nikki, you must admit, mm-hmm. every one of them were different. Mm-hmm. And yet,
well, that's
each
what made
one
him so
was
extraordinary.
Spectacular. Yep. I mean, it just made you feel something. Mm-hmm. It evoked an emotion just looking at each of those pieces. Mm-hmm. And so really that's what we're hoping to attain with these.
And you mentioned before the break that if you can't go and you have difficulty finding that paper size, that you're giving that paper size out at the Furniture Plus store.
Yes.
Which already is, because again, we talk often on the show about the expense of art supplies, proper art supplies in this country, which we're working very hard to try to get the 45% import duty reduced.
Yes.
Because it's definitely not a luxury item. but so the paper, the specific paper size is available at Furniture Plus if you do not have that paper size or you do not want to go and purchase that paper size. So I think that's an important thing to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you can also, the art will need to be turned in to either our Furniture Plus store in Nassau on Blue Hill Road or in Grand Bahama at the store there, and then they will make sure they get to mm-hmm. us in Nassau. Also, we will want you to take a photograph of your artwork once it's completed and email it to PAC@furnitureplus.com. So that's Plus Arts and Culture, PAC@furnitureplus.com, so that we know,
it's
what's
coming
in.
And if it doesn't come,
correct,
look for it.
We can follow through. And then, of course, we are asking that everyone make sure to hit that deadline of June 30th. Mm-hmm. I know some schools finish earlier than that, but we wanted to give a little bit more leeway. I know mm-hmm. some of these programs run only for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. but given the magnitude of the size that it needs to be, we wanted to give everyone a little bit longer opportunity mm-hmm. to really pull on what's happening inside their heart mm-hmm. and bring some magnificent work. So mm-hmm. we thought June 30th was a fair time.
So what about prizes and stuff? Nikki, can you speak to that?
Our prizes are amazing. I mean, first of all,
Being on the truck.
Yeah.
Right? So your artwork
that was the most
on the
exciting.
So actually, how many? There will be four, each side
so
of the truck.
Four sides.
Because there's two trucks.
There's two trucks that we're starting with. And so, mm-hmm. you know, depending on how well this goes, mm-hmm. We may do it because each year we're bringing in another two trucks as we go into 30 years and our fleet is being changed.
Okay.
So we're looking for another two trucks in another year and then another two trucks after that.
Right.
So this might become an annual campaign
awesome.
For the next 3 years.
Yeah,
so
great.
We'll see how this goes. But yes, there
are other prizes.
Yeah, no, I mean, apart from the trucks, which I think for any young artist, just a thrill.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, of seeing your
artwork.
Well, I was
actually
going
to ask Jalan, so she's sitting here very quietly because we're going to get to her in the last segment. But how would it, when you were a young artist, how would it have been to have this kind of thing? To see your artwork driving around Nassau on the side of a truck, would that have been something like would have inspired you? Or if you'd seen the work by someone else young?
Yeah, I think it would be encouraging to fellow peers and myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would open the door to other potential artworks, maybe
being used in this way.
Yeah, maybe they could look into doing some bus art in the future, you know, like if that's really their thing. Or
building
anything.
Art.
Yeah. Yeah, or if anything where
listen,
you apply the art
please.
On to something else.
Yeah.
Very encouraging.
Yeah, and along with the truck showcase, generous $2,000 gift card to Furniture Plus.
Wow.
Which is very exciting.
So, you know, those 8 to 18 year olds, like my daughter, for example, okay, I've got three kids. So, my daughter says, Mom, I want da 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 bedroom,
sure.
living room. What, you know, her thing, her room has to be her way. So,
and then they want to redo it after a couple of years.
Exactly.
And you're like,
so, hello, you 8 to 18 year old winners. The mom, the dad, the aunt, the uncle, the grandma doesn't get to say, what you get to buy. Okay, I'm going to get beat
that's
right
exciting.
By all those parents.
Oh my god.
But
gosh.
They get to use that $2,000 for
how
what
they want
to buy.
But that's
for
also
their room.
Great because it takes off the pressure, right?
Yes.
Because then, because you know, when your kids come to you and they say, oh, you know, I don't like the color anymore and I don't like this, you're just thinking in your head, oh my god, what's going to cost me? Oh my lord.
Yeah.
So it's just nice for the parents to know that the next time their child wants a refresh in their bedroom, they've got a 2,000 credit at Furniture Plus.
And don't forget, they can get electronics, they can get appliances, they can get the mattresses. Lots of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Phones. All kind of stuff. Furniture Plus, And there's a public exhibition of artwork.
Great.
So that'll be on display for people to see. Exciting, a full scholarship to one three-week session at National Art Gallery.
I know. Well, we're excited about that. Because, again, we're always trying to get more kids involved
that's
in our summer
right.
camp.
Absolutely.
And again, it's not always, we do have scholarships, but not every position is a scholarship position. And we're always looking for people to support the positions that we want to offer.
Well, your Katrina
and Furniture
made
Plus,
a good, yeah.
Fine, you know, is actually covering the costs of a few positions. So the winners will be able to participate in the camp. And I just think that's awesome. So I have to thank Furniture Plus for that too.
You're welcome.
Because it means, you know, we get a more diverse group of kids from, you know, and again, you have a network that we don't have.
Yes.
So we're bringing in that kid, that family, they'll get to know the NAGB.
The reach is there to make it so
absolutely.
Island-wide, especially right across the nation, different islands. And Katrina, you know, really talked passionately about the fact that we're identifying these artists and extending their reach and their time and giving them that extra tuition that would inspire them to take it to the next level.
Exactly.
So
and then hopefully, you know, we can also, you know, once we identify those young creatives,
absolutely.
We have workshops, portfolio workshops, we have a lot of free things for kids that, you know, but it's always for us, like, how do we find the people that are interested because you know there's sometimes it's harder
difficult.
Than you would imagine right you're there and you want to provide the service but people don't necessarily know you're providing it or feel
that's
they can ask for it.
Well, I must admit when we started talking with Katrina and I went on your website I had no idea and immediately I said to Nikki I want to do these workshops and okay fine there will be winners but what about that we offer for the runners up or you know that we can have them continue the art after the fact because you know I find I love to plan events and I think I like the lead up more than the actual because once the actual event is completed it's an anti-climax.
Yeah, it is. It's always a little sad afterwards.
So what I loved about doing this National Art Gallery workshop for the summer is it will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have the feeling that we did this amazing event and we had this phenomenal campaign, but then it's not left. And those artists, you know, what I'm hoping is they become ambassadors for the arts. And Furniture Plus is more than wanting that those ambassadors, you know, we will have them on radio shows or we will have them in the store or we will put them on live stream on our Facebook page because Plus Arts and Culture is part of our culture at Furniture Plus. So we would showcase them as an ambassador and how was the workshop at the National Art Gallery and that synergy and integration is certainly what will help people to hopefully drive art from the heart. That's not just about Furniture Plus. It's about really living the world of arts and the passion that is within you that makes you a magnificent individual. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have so many, as you say, creatives.
So many creatives. And also, I think I always have to reiterate, I have to underline this on the show because everyone thinks that I want everyone in the world to be an artist, and I don't. Because I think that would be awful, just the same way as if everyone in the world was a lawyer. Everyone in the world, you know, we need that diversity. But I do think the arts underpins everything we do. Yes. Everything we do. And yes. I think that, again, the creative brain has to be engaged to be the best mathematician, to be the best hotel manager, to be the best whatever it is.
Yes.
The creative brain needs to be engaged.
Yes.
And arts are absolutely fundamental for that.
Yes.
Fundamental. And so
Agreed.
Getting kids, you know, it's not all about just making more artists.
Yes.
It's about getting kids engaged with their creative
brain.
That's
kind of a new message for kids
yeah.
in art. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I know even a generation, our generation, and maybe even the one after that, I think the message to them was it wasn't a good career choice. It was
right. yeah.
get a proper job.
Yeah, exactly.
Art
yeah.
won't sustain you. And mm-hmm. I think in today's generation, I think there's so much opportunity now with social media,
mm-hmm.
the outlets for creativity are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think absolutely, I think we all need to get on board with that
absolutely.
Message.
And it's the creative economy in the rest of the world
creative
is actually
economy.
What's driving most economies.
Yes. It really
so
is.
So the creative economy
really
has a
is.
Really large slice of the pie.
From a branding perspective,
mm-hmm.
your brand better be creative
because
millennials and Generation Z, they are not interested in your brand.
Are we already on Generation Z?
Already on Generation Z. Exactly.
And then this very depressing conversation, Nikki and
yes,
I. We're like,
and then do we go back to A again? What happens after Z?
There's no after Z. I can't even face after Z. I don't know what's happening after that. But this generation are going to change the world. So
yes.
brands
yes.
better be on board.
Yes. And not only that, sure. they're not just interested in this is what, and this is a huge part of the conversation that Nikki and I had in the conference room. They are also not just interested in you pumping out creative work and not doing it sustainably
mm-hmm.
and not simultaneously doing it in protection of the environment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is something that we spoke to at length. And we thought, okay, we can come up with a really phenomenal campaign. But if we touch that 8 to 18 and it's not something that's sustainable, it doesn't make sense to them. It tells a story, but it falls flat because they see us as just some commodity item.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to completely turn a blind eye, and
yeah.
we will shut
yeah.
them completely down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were so excited about for Art from the Heart, because first of all, it included all of the country. It might mean that someone comes up with, like, the environment is such a huge topic right now in energy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say what someone might come out with that has to do with sustainable energy resources,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
this incredible art creation that has to do with alternative
yeah.
energy resources of our country.
Which everyone is looking into.
Yes.
Right now, of course.
You know, so it's all of these things that out-of-the-box thinking that's creative but isn't just attached to furniture per se, but like what's inside your heart that really matters, that you're passionate about, that I think you speak to, Amanda, which we need all different types of people. But you, okay, if you're an alternative energy and you're a solar power company, it still has to be really creative because
does,
there are some
yeah.
roofs that
yeah.
cannot have it.
Creative and authentic. I
yes.
think that's something.
Authentic
and I think it's smart
solid.
that Furniture Plus is doing this and you've got Nikki involved and using art because, again, there's something about, I think, like you speak to millennials, they want to know that something else underpins your business
yes.
than just, again, we all want to live and we all want to eat and we all want to make money to put our kids through school. But
yes.
I think we're moving to that generation of people that are, you know, we saw the 80s and the 90s and it was just, we saw where that led. And
yes.
I think now there's this desire to come back to something meaningful
yes.
and
Absolutely.
To have something meaningful underpin your business.
Yes.
And your business is good, but let's have something meaningful to underpin that.
And you know something,
yeah.
I think, and this might sound very esoteric, but I think that businesses more and more today, we have a responsibility
mm-hmm.
to be more than just.
Yep.
It's dot, dot, dot. We
mm-hmm.
are and we are
exactly.
also.
Yep.
There's more to it than just being a capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be,
exactly.
I call it conscious capitalism.
We like that. Did we just brand that, Nikki? Let's brand that one. The conscious capitalism from Furniture Plus. I love that.
Yeah.
We're here speaking about the Art from the Heart competition that Furniture Plus is having. We can go through the details of the competition at the end of the show, so stay tuned. But we're now going to take a short break and then come back to hear a little bit from the artist who's been patiently sitting in the studio to speak about her upcoming show, which is opening tomorrow night at Dungalik. And we can tie tie all that together, and then you can go on with your merry evening. But I really appreciate everybody listening. You are, of course, listening to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.